Well, it's been one heck of a 2020 for trainer Jack Sisterson, probably better than most. He saddled his second Grade 1 winner of the year when True Timber crossed the finish line first in last Saturday's Cigar Mile at Aqueduct. And Jack is with me now on this Saturday morning. Jack, appreciate the visit, my friend. Good morning.
Oh, no, thanks a lot for having me, Mark. It's a pleasure.
Congrats on the big win last week. Take me back to last Saturday and tell me all about it.
Oh, do you know, Mike, I'll probably bore everyone to death, but I've got a lot of people to thank for giving me this sport and allowing me to compete in a race like that. You know, I've got great staff, great owners, great ride by Kendrick, and Keen McGoughlin I got to thank for sending the horse in such great shape to me. And this was a scenario of just keeping a fast horse happy, and I would only get in his way if I started to do what Keen didn't do to him. It was all credit to Keen. He sent the horse in great shape. It was just a perfect example of keeping a horse happy and moving forward with him.
You had some big scratches out of that race, in particular Firenze Fire, who was expected to be one of the horses to beat, Mind Control, Majestic Dunhill, the other scratches. But it might not have mattered. With the way that True Timber performed, sat that stalking trip, drew off to win by 5.5 lengths, it may not have mattered who was in that race. It didn't look like he was going to get beat last Saturday.
You know, we were optimistic, Mike, shipping him up there. We flew him up midweek to Tom Morley, and thanks to Tom Morley for taking care of the two horses that we had. Due to the pandemic, we couldn't ship any stuff, so we had to ship to a good friend of mine and great trainer, Tom. And he trained very forwardly out of his second in the Lafayette. We did think he would win the Lafayette as a prep for that race. Unfortunately, he couldn't get in the Breeders' Cup Mile, but I think it all worked out, you know, in True Timber's favour, not running in the Breeders' Cup Mile, because I don't think he would have been quick enough to keep up with Go Next Go on that day. But we ran a good second in the Lafayette as a prep. And you really diagnose his form, Mike. And he's a horse that loves Aqueduct. He loves that one-turn mile configuration. You go back to his numbers. He really made sense in that race to us. And even more so after his training. So we're optimistic shipping up, you know. A lot of people question if he was good enough on us. We had all the faith in the world that if he put his best foot forward, he was good enough. And, you know, he showed everyone with his effort there on Saturday.
How does it work, Jack, when you get a horse in your barn that maybe comes from another outfit like this, or, you know, you're just seeing them for the first time? What are some of the things that, A, that you look for in them, and then, B, that you try to accomplish with them as you start to incorporate them into your program?
Well, I think, you know, you look back on Saturday and you win a race like that, and, you know, unfortunately, all the recognition's put on me, and it's not me. It's all the hard work and effort my staff that put in 24/7 that go unrecognizable on a big race like that. The spotlight goes on me, and I'd like to change that. But in the meantime, I can't. So to answer your question, what do you look for? I think you got to give credit to Kieran McGoughlin in this case for sending me True Timber in great shape. I simply just had to stay out of True Timber's way. You know, keeping that horse happy. We did not have to change anything with him. You know, I was familiar with True Timber. He ran in big races. I followed him. He's a horse that, you know, ran creditable in big races, so he was an easy horse to root for. When I got him, I pulled his form, and he came in great shape, and I'd only got in True Timber's way if I started to change things that him and True Timber and Kieran had done. And, you know, they had great success in the Cigar Mile previously. Unfortunately, they couldn't win it, but it was always a year-end goal because he ran so well with Kieran to send him back to last weekend.
Visiting with trainer Jack Sisterson here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network, fresh off that big win with True Timber in last Saturday's Grade 1 Cigar Mile. His second Grade 1 of 2020 to go along with Vexatious, who gave him his first Grade 1 of his career back at Saratoga this year in the Personal Ensign. We visited after that race as well, Jack, and it's always a delight to catch up. But, you know, there's a saying, and I referenced this earlier in the program, that good things happen to good people. And I am so happy for your success this year because you were one of the first people to support a fund that was set up called REIN, R-E-I-N, and it was set up earlier this year to assist members of the racing community that have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Tell me more about your involvement there.
that was a tiny little thing that I could do, you know, during this tough times for everyone, and just been able to donate just a small amount to go to a better cause. And again, during that time, there was a lot of trainers and a lot of other people that came on board as well that sort of went unrecognizable, that I had to thank them as well. And again, that's the least that we can do. There's a lot. I think everybody knows it's been a tough 2020 for everyone. I think it went to show how incredible this industry can be if people stick together and help each other out.
What's been the key this year, Jack? I mean, I mentioned the two grade ones, the first two grade one victories of your training career. You'd won grade threes prior to that, but this is a whole nother level here in 2020. What's been the key?
Keeping fast horse happy, mate. At the end of the day, you got to get them in a happy frame of mind to move forward. And you know, I grew up playing soccer in a, you know, in an athletic sort of environment, and you know, the coaches always said, you know, to move forward, you got to, you know, get your mind in a good state of mind to move forward and compete at the highest level. And you know, that's sort of the approach that we get. You know, we allow the horses to put their feet where they want to put their feet, get them in a happy frame of mind to move forward with. And you know, I think if you ask any trainer, you know, what's the hardest part about it, they'll say getting good horses in the barn. And once you get the good horses in the barn, you know, I think 90% of that is, that's the hardest part. And fortunately for the support that I've had, I've been sent good horses, and it's just keeping those fast horses happy.
Well, you get another good horse in the barn, another horse coming from another trainer, previously trained by Todd Pletcher, that's Channel Cat, who goes this afternoon in the Fort Lauderdale Stakes at Gulfstream Park. A horse that's won 5 of 22 lifetime starts. You'll saddle him for the first time. Tell me about Channel Cat and look ahead to that Fort Lauderdale.
We're excited to see him run this afternoon, Michael, for long layoffs. He's trained very forwardly. If you sort of go diagnose his work tab, you know, I put him on a 6-day work schedule because we were going to point him for the River City at Churchill, but due to the turf course, we had to sort of reroute. And he knows his job. And I just, again, stayed out of his way. He took his every 6 days we worked him. He took that very well within himself. And we were looking forward to getting down here to Palm Meadows to start breezing on the grass. He's had 2 5-8 breezes, one in company. Last weekend he went to solo 5-8, and he's done those works very professionally, finished the works very strong, and we're excited to see him run because I think the race has got quite a bit of speed in there. And you know, we've got a great jockey in Corey Lannery, and sort of take back, save ground, and make one run with him.
Doesn't hurt when you get a horse into the barn that's almost a millionaire too, huh?
I know, I might have to ask if I can borrow some money on the way there to go see him this afternoon.
Yeah, Channel Cat under Corey Lannery for Jack Sisterson later today in that Fort Lauderdale. You know, you look at his form. He hasn't won since the Bowling Green at Saratoga in July of 2019. He's 0-6 since, but he's knocked on the door against some really tough competition. What things can Jack Sisterson do to try to get him over that hump and back to the winner's circle?
You know, it goes back to True Timber. He hadn't won since 2018, but he still showed up every day in his training and in his races. He still showed that will. And Channel Cat has shown the same will that, you know, I'd only assume that Todd saw in his training and in his efforts in the afternoons. He's, you know, from an appetite standpoint, he hasn't missed a beat. He's energetic, he's bright, alert. And from an older horse, you might think, you know, as they years go on, they slow down, and he's shown us that he's not slowing down any. But this afternoon will be a great gauge on where he sort of stands in his career and moving forward.
Well, good luck in the Fort Lauderdale and with all the horses moving forward, Jack. Before I let you go, I mentioned that Kentucky Derby edging ever closer, 140 days away, and you heard me mention the poll question asking our listeners, when do you start to get Derby fever? Already got it, January 1st, later in the spring, or Derby week? When does Jack Sisterson start to get Derby fever?
Well, I think I've got hay fever at the minute, Mike. I keep sneezing in the barn down here at Palm Meadow. So I think in this sport, you have a 24/7. That's what you're in it for, big races like that. And you wake up at 3 o'clock every morning, 7 days a week for that dream. So for me, it's an ongoing thing.
Jack, appreciate the visit, my friend. Happy holidays, and go get it done later today in the Fort Lauderdale.
And you, Mike, best of luck, and Merry Christmas to you. And if we can help with anything, you let me know.